Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. We are learning this evening the Yidui Nishmasa and the Zeichun Nishmasa, Miriam Frond, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak Alaha Hashalom, Miriam Neshama Merit, a continuous aliyah in these chus of the Torah learning that we share together in this weekly shir, Baruch Hashem. So I'm going to be teaching tonight an unbelievable piece of Gemara, the commentary of the Maharsha that I was never aware of. And yeah, I really think that it's very powerful, and I hope you will agree with me. So we are in the Sefer, Building a Sanctuary in the Heart, second Sefer, page 230. I will read the paragraph where we are up to. Okay. The Maseilas Sharim writes, this level, I'm reviewing back one paragraph from what we spoke about last time, just so we know where we are. Maseilas Sharim writes, this level, remember last time we spoke about Yavan and Yosef? Does anyone remember? The two people I could see. Do you remember the last week we spoke about Yavan, Yosef, Yod, Vav? Yosef is about to fall, Nafla, and then it becomes a Samech. Someone reached out to me, Esther Edelman, after class, and I don't remember who she was quoting. She told me something incredible, because you know I like to focus on Shorashim and words in Lashon HaKodesh. So just a PS from last class. This is amazing. The word Tzion, Ki mi Tzion teitze Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Al har tzion sheshamim shu alam hilchubo. Look at the word tzion. It has a tzadi, and then what's the second half of the rest of the word? Yavan. The tzadi stands for tzadik. It's the tzadik who takes something as schmutz-filled, as dangerous as Yavan, and changes it into something powerful and as kedusha-filled as a place like Tzion. So it's all a matter of who we are and how we choose to live our lives, which is really going to connect to the piece of the Maharsha I want to share with you this evening. Isn't that unbelievable? It's the same word, Yavan, but what's the difference? The tzadik, through his actions, makes Yavan, the most degenerate, debased, disgusting, lowly thing, into Tzion, the most holy, unbelievably powerful place in the world. Incredible. Okay, so that was a PS to last class. It is for this reason that the Maseilas Yesharim writes, this level starts with work and ends with reward, starts with effort and ends as a gift. And I think that's true of any degree of Avodas Hashem, in any area of Avodas Hashem. It starts with work, it ends with reward. Lefum tsa'ara agra, according to the effort, is a reward. It starts with effort and ends as a gift. In other words, a person must do everything in his power to live in a world of ruchnius, spirituality, ahava, love, dveikus, clinging to the Creator, and even reach the limits of his ability. We must push ourselves to always do a little bit more. When he does this, Hashem will shower blessings upon him that are beyond the ability of a human being to attain. In this week's parsha, when Yaakov Avinu shows up in Peruchav Tes at the well, and he says to the shepherds, why are your flocks laying down by the well? The day is not over. Go give them to drink and go pasture the flocks. And they say to him that they don't have the strength. They have to wait till everybody gathers. They roll it off together. And when he sees Rachel, he finds in himself this superhuman strength. And he alone is allowed, one person is able to push that huge rock off the mouth of the well. Why? Because when a person strives to have ruchnias and ahav and dveikus to the Creator, like he had in Peruchav Ches, with that unbelievably exalted prophetic dream, and he reaches the limits of his ability, when he does that, when you go to meet God, then Hashem will shower blessings upon you that are beyond the ability of a human being to attain. So it's mida kenega mida. Hashem will pay us back beyond our ability of what a human can really do. When we strive to meet God beyond our ability or beyond what we think is possible. I was listening this morning on my fast talk to a shir from last week of Rabbi Shai Schachter, and he said something very powerful. He was talking about Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was the Rav's younger brother. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to come to Toronto. I grew up in Toronto with Avner B'nai Torah, because his son-in-law was Rav Rafal Marcus Zatzal. Rav Aaron's grandson is Rav Shmuel Marcus from Queens. So he used to come to visit his daughter, Rabbitson Rachelea Marcus, and his son-in-law, and family. And my brother told me that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and Shul, he remembers how when they put the tefillin around his arm, he would moan and cry out in pain from every time they wrapped the tefillin. So Rabbi Schachter was saying that when he was a young child, he used to go in the morning to daven at Yeshiva University with his father, Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita, and right next to his father sat Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, so that's all. And he used to come into Cholet because he had many strokes and he was really debilitated. And by the time he got there, it was so hard for him to walk. And by the time he got to the entrance of the Beis Medrash, and his seat was next to Rav Heschel Schachter Shlita, Rabbi Shai Schachter said he still remembers Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to say, to get from the door to his seat, achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba. He would push himself beyond the limits of what he could really do, but you have nature. One, I just take one step. One, two, just two steps. One, two, three, just three steps. Always pushing oneself to do more. And when we do this, Hashem will shower us with blessings that are beyond the ability of a human being to attain. And then Yaakov Avinu could roll off a huge stone that three flocks cannot roll off. Remember, this is a very advanced level. If one has not worked on achieving the lower levels, and you attempt to break through to a high level, you won't succeed. We know it's true with everything in life. Before I lose 30 pounds, I have to lose 5 pounds. I can't overnight lose weight. I have to go in stages. Before I run 10 miles, if I'm not running at all, I have to run 2 miles. I have to run 1 mile. Achas, before I do achas v'arba, I have to do achas. Achas v'shtayim comes before achas v'shalosh. So a person cannot attempt to break through to an advanced level before he has conquered lower levels. As noted, there are rare individuals whose souls are from an extremely high place. They may be able to hold on and succeed by skipping levels. If not, however, it's dangerous to attempt to fly before one can crawl. So before a child is running, he learns how to scoot or whatever they call it on their belly, you know, when they move along the floor. And then he learns how to crawl, and then he learns to stand, and then he learns to cruise, and then he learns to walk. You can't fly, writes the author, before you crawl. One is therefore bound to fall and crash if you try and take too much upon yourself and reach too high of a level. Before achas, you can't do achas for chamish. Doesn't make sense. You're liable to crash and fall. So when Hashem told Avraham Avinu in the Parshas Bereishis, Lechacha me'artzacha v'mladcha m'beis avicha alatzo sh'arak al perik yabeis, he was telling him to journey. Behavioral departure, says Rav Soloveitchik, kinship departure, family departure, leave everything behind. But lech lecha, and this is a famous verse, so I'm sure you have heard it as well, doesn't really mean to take a journey, it means go to yourself. Lech lecha. Literally translates as go, lech, lecha. Lecha means to you. Doesn't mean go for you, it means go to you. So what is the verb of lech, lecha, go to you? A person has to journey to themselves to identify where they're holding a knife. What is my level? Where am I up to? If I'm only up to achas, I can't be at achas v'chamish. If you're at achas v'arba, you're going to achas v'chamish. If I'm at achas, my next level is achas v'shtayim. Lech lecha, kol masha yu'el avosim on the bottom. Whatever happens to our patriarchs is a foreshadowing of what would happen to us. And every person has to assess, where am I holding a knife? We have to stop worrying about where somebody else's knife. Yes, I know you're allowed to have kin of somebody else's ruchniyistik level. But the ma'isa, to make progress, I need to stop. I need to say, where am I? What is my personal individual level? Not to worry about the guy next to me, the base magician, the guy behind me. I'm this one or that. Where is my level? And not to be ashamed. And not to be overly proud. To be realistic about who I am and where I am holding. Lech lecha means go to you. And only when you journey to yourself and you're truthful to yourself can you hope to make any progress. If you want to reach a very advanced level before you achieve the lower levels, you will not succeed. You can't fly before you crawl. You can't cruise before you stand. One is therefore bound to fall and crash. Lech lecha. So last week when I was preparing for Shira, I always prepare extra. I thought I might teach it last week, but we didn't get it. So I want to share with you the following Gemara. I'm going to screen share. This is very powerful. Let's hope that screen share works. It's prepared on my screen. Can you see? Baruch Hashem. Okay, we're in the Gemara Maseches Malchus, Yud, Amud Beis. There's a famous Ma'amar Chazal, where the Gemara says, and I'm sure you've heard this, Rashi quotes it by Bilam, B'darach she'adam motzei leilech. Have you heard this Ma'amar Chazal? B'darach she'adam motzei leilech. And the way in which a man wants to go, B'darach she'adam motzei leilech, B'amolichin also. So he will be led. Let's look at what the Gemara has to say. Okay, I prepared in the art school Gemara, but I'm putting it on the screen so that you can see. I have my Gemara here in front of me. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna. Rabba bar Rav Huna said in the name of Rav Huna. Okay. Amar v'amrei le Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar. And some say Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. What is the teaching? Min ha-Torah, u'min ha-Nevi'im, u'min ha-Ksuvim. We have a proof from Torah, meaning what we call Chamish Chumshei Torah, u'min ha-Nevi'im, u'min ha-Ksuvim. So from every place in Tanakh, from Torah, from Nevi'im, and from Ksuvim, there's a proof to the truism of what? Bedarach, excuse me, Bedarach sh'adam rotzeh leilech, on the way in which a man wants to go, bat molichin oso, and that way he will be led. So if you want to achieve a certain something, if you want it badly enough, you're going to get it. Because Hashem says you want it so much, you're going to get it. How exactly does this work? First, let's look at what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, continues. Now the Gemara is going to bring you the three proofs. One from Torah, one from Nevi'im, and one from Kesuvim, where you see Badarach Shadam Rotzeh Leilech, on the path on which a man wants to go. Ba'molichin also, that is how he will be led. Min ha-Torah d'chtiv. From the Torah, and this is talking about Bilam, the Pasuk says, I'm going to read you the whole Pasuk, the Midbar Chav Beis Yud Beis, the Pasuk is, Vayomer Elohim El Bilam, Lo Teilechi Mehem, Parshas Balak. And Elohim says to Bilam, do not go with them. Lo Ta'ar Esa'am Ki Baruchu, do not curse these people because they are blessed. And then, Viksiv, but another Pasuk says, Kum Lechi Tam, get up and go with them. The whole Pasuk is, Vayavo Elohim El Bilam Laila, and Elohim came to Bilam and I, Vayomel, and he said to him, Im Lekro Lecha Bauha Anashim, if these men came to call you, Kum, get up, Lechi Tam, go with them. V'achas Hadav Rasher Adabari Lecha Oso Tasa, but the matter that I say to you, God, you will have to do. So it's a stira, it's a contradiction. First God said in Perachav Beis Pasuk Yud Beis, Lo Te Lechi Mehem, don't go. And then in Perachav Beis Pasuk Chaf, Hashem says, Im Lekro Lecha Bau Anashim Kum Lech. Should I go or shouldn't I go? You told me not to go, now you're telling me I can't go. So Rashi on Chumash, in Parshas Balak, by these Pesukim, Rashi says, quoting this Gemara, Makos Yor Abba Beis, Baderach Shadar Motzeh Lelech Bamo Lichino. So you know why Bilam was allowed to go? Because he wanted it so badly, he was led on that path. That's the proof from the Torah. Min Henig Nevi'im. There's a proof from Nevi'im, from Navi, a Pasuk from Yeshayahu, of the same principle. So the full Pasuk is, Ani Hashem Milam Dechalo Ho'il, Midarchacha b'darach teilich. Let me just make sure. Ko Amar Hashem. I'm going to read you the whole passage. It's from Yishayahu. Mem Ches. Does it say Mem Ches? Oh, I could just look on my screen. Mem Ches Yadzayim. Ko Amar Hashem. So says God. Go Alacha Kedosh Yisrael, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Ani Hashem Melkecha. I am Hashem, your God. Milam Decha Laho Io. I teach you in order to help you. Madrichcha b'darach teilech, I lead you on the way you want to go. So which is it? Is God teaching us to help us, or is he letting us go on whatever path we want? It's a stira. I'm Hashem, your God, who teaches you for your benefit. I'm Hashem, your God, who teaches you to assist you and to help you. And then the end of the pasuk says, Madrichcha b'darach teilech, I will lead you on the path that you want to go. So sometimes the path I want to go is not the way that God teaches me, right? If I speak Lashon Hara, that's not what God teaches me. But nevertheless, Hashem says, I teach you to lead you, to help you. I let you go in whichever way you want. So this is the proof from Nevi'im, from Yeshayahu, that Hashem will lead us on the path which we want to go. Min ha-Ksuvim. What's the proof from Ksuvim? From Mishlei Per Gimel. So the pasuk is, I'm going to read it to you. Im la-leitzim hu yalitz, v'la-anavim yitein chen. It means as follows. If one goes to the scoffers, im la-leitzim, if one goes to the scoffers, Moshev Leitzim Lo Yashav, David Melech tells us right in the beginning of Sefer Tehillim that the worst kind of sinner is the Leitz. Ashrei Yishosh Lo Halach Batzas Rishayim. Don't go with the advice of the wicked. Uderchatim Lo Amar, and don't stand with the sinners. Moshev Leitzim Lo Yashav. It's a process of degeneration. Don't go with the sinners. Don't go with the sinners, the wicked, don't go with the sinners, but definitely don't be found with the leitzim, those who scoff, those who mock, those who make a mockery of the gedolim and of halacha and of avodas Hashem. That's the most wicked kind of person. So the pasuk says in Mishlei, im la leitzim, if you want to be a scoffer, if you go to the scoffers, hu yalitz, you'll be a scoffer. But the pasuk continues and says, but if you go to the humble, to he who is an anav, God will give you grace. So a person's decision, as to the art scroll notes, a person's decision as to the environment he goes to will cause him to be influenced. If you want to sit with the leitzim, you're going to become a leitz. And if you want to go to the anavim, the humble people, in the end, God will grant you chen. So this is the Gemara. Let's look. One second. Could you see my screen? Yeah? Okay. You have to see here what the Maharsha teaches. This is unbelievable. It's mind-blowing, unbelievable. Right, the Maharsha is quoting the Gemara that we just looked at. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Bilam, Yeshayahu, Mishlei, however you want to be, the kind of person you want to be, the path you want to go along. You could even be a Bilam HaRasha. You could even be going with the Leitzim. Hashem's not going to hold you back. Ayein Bezebim Mefarshim. You know, look it over. Look at the interpretations of this teaching of Chazal in the commentators. I'm also going to add my portion. The Maharsha says, I am going to elucidate as well. I'm going to tell you what I think this means. Delo ka'amar. The Gemara does not say, Shemolich oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela molichin oso. The Gemara does not say, B'darach shadar motzei leilech. Bamolichin also Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara doesn't say B'derach Shadar Motzei Leilech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Molich also. That's not what it says. The Gemara says B'derach Shadar Motzei Leilech Bamolichin also. Who is leading them along the path, on the way in which you want to go? So they will lead him. Who? So the Maharsha says, "Delo ka'amar shemolich oso Hakadosh Baruch Hu." It doesn't say. Oh, I don't want to do that. It doesn't say B'derach Shadar Motzei Leilech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu molich oso, ela molichin oso. So they will lead him. Who will lead you? Listen, pay careful attention. V'hu al pi masha kasavnu b'kama mekomos. And this is what we have written in a number of places. Shakol machshava v'dibur u'maisa ha'adam. Every thought, every spoken word, every action of man, hine hu bore lo malach. This is really mind-blowing piece of the Maharsha. I'm sure those who are much more baki in Torah Shabbat Peh, much, much more baki than Micha Aretz, are aware of this. The first time I came across this was when preparing last week for Shari Shir. And it's unbelievable. Every machshava you have, thought, every spoken word you speak, every action you do, you create a malach. Lefi inyano, according to what that thought, speech, word, or action is. Im la tov, im la ra. Maybe your machshava dibra maisa is tov. Your thoughts, your speech, and your deeds are good. And maybe they're la ra, maybe they're bad. So in Bilam's case, obviously, he was creating malachim of evil forces. He wanted to curse. He was thinking wicked thoughts. The leitz who wants to go sit with the leitzim, like the pasuk says from Mishlei, im la leitzim hu yalitz. If you want to go to the be with the leitzim, you're going to end up being a leitz. Im la leitzim, if you go to the leitzim, if you go to the scoffers, the mockers, hu yalitz, that's who you're going to become. Be'im kein amar, and therefore the Gemara says, b'darach shadam rotzeh leilech, on the way in which a man wants to go, shaharishus b'yedei ha'adam, mimenu yisparach baruch hu. Whatever, so therefore, the Gemara says, on the way in which you want to go, permission has been granted into the hands of man from God. Shalkol b'yedei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except fear of heaven. So this is up to you. If you choose to be God-fearing, anything positive, thoughts of dveikus and ahavas Hashem, all those things we just read in the Sefer, ruchnias, ahavas, dveikus, you're going to create malachim who surround you with the power of ruchnias, ahava, and dveikus. And if you think negative thoughts about other people, if you think negative thoughts about yourself, If you think negative thoughts about the Ribbono Shel Olam's world and running of the way, then you surround yourself with these negative, powerful malachim. Aval kefi ritzono v'da'ato shel adam molichin oso osan hamelachim. So it is the malachim that you created according to your desire, according to your da'as, your thought process. It is those malachim who will lead you on the path of your thought, of your machshava, of your dibra, of your maisa. I create the path upon, I'm screaming at myself. I create the path upon which I want to go. So if I am a negative person, then I've created negative malachim, and they will come and they'll slam me down that path. And if I create malachim of leitzim, leitzanus, and everything in Yahadus is a scoffer and a mocker. I was listening, I've heard Rabbi Zev Left tell this over a number of times in different shiurim, where he talks about somebody who's not interested in the mitzvah of borer. That's for the farfrum people. And you wake up in the morning and you say, Baruch Hashem Shalom Asani farfrumt. I don't mind borer, but really, how am I supposed to get the bones out of my fish? And I buy a special machine, and I bring it to the table, and it's doing mamish borer de oraisa, and I'm saying, the kavod Shabbos kodesh. And then the rabbi tells me I can't do it, and my friend tells me I can't do it. And I say, oh, they're so far from. I want to be religious, but like that, I don't want to be like that. And you create malachim who take you upon the path of your machshava, of your dibur, and of your maisa. It's in your hands. That's what he just said. Hakol b'yidei shamayim chutz mir shamayim. If everything is in the hands of heaven except fear of heaven, and this falls into the realm of fear of heaven, aval kafi ritzono v'dato sh'adam molichin oso osan hamlechim. Those angels take us on the path of my desire, of my thoughts. Hanivraim me oso ritzon u'machshava. Those angels are created from my desires and from my thoughts. Asher bo, sorry. Hanivri me oso ratan machshava asher bo. I create with my desire, my thoughts, those angels. So Bilam wanted to go so badly. He created malachim of who were going to slap him on the path. So they show up and they slap him on the path. And that's why Rashi says in the Chumash, b'derech ta'adam mutzelech ba'molichin oso. The angels take you. So up to your bones, it's up to us. The path upon which we go is up to us, based on the malachim we create, based on our thoughts, our desires, our will, our action. Umesa ria min haTorah. We have proof from the Torah. Dichtiv, like the pasuk says, lo telech imahem. Like Hashem said, I quoted you the whole pasuk already. 1 second. God befeir said, do not go with them. Lo to arasam, do not curse these people. Ki baruchu, they are blessed. Sha'amar lo kol baruchu came. God told him this. V'kasiv, and then the pasuk says, v'yavol kima bilam laila. The marasha here just gives a phrase just for the purpose of shir. I'm quoting the whole pasuk to you again. V'yavol kima bilam laila. V'yamar lo im lekolach. Abba anashim. You know what? You could go. What do you mean you could go? You told me I can't go. Now you're telling me I can't go? Yes. Because you created a powerful force of a malach who is so powerful, he's going to take you on that shlichus. Kum leich itam. Get up and go with them. Sheritzono, his desire, vidaato hara'a, and his bad da'as, his negative thoughts, leich itam, to go with them. Hevi sheshalach lo kosh baruch hu malach kirtzono u'machshavto. He created malachim who ultimately God sent to him to take him along the path of his desire and his mind. And I can't believe this. You know the expression self-fulfilling prophecy? It's unbelievable. If a person comes to think of themselves as a perpetual failure, I will never be successful, I'll never be able to hold down a job, I'll never find the shidduch, I'll never make friends, I'll never be the president of the neshev, the shul, I have no idea, whatever the never be's. Taka, we're creating a reality where it might never happen because I'm creating malachim who will take me upon the path of never. it's unbelievable. But if I think, it's hard for me now, but I will persevere. I'm not fluent in the halachas of Boer, but I know a fish bone separator is not good enough. I will learn. I will make more social connections. I'll try to be friendlier to the people in Shul. Things are hard for me now, but I'm going to advance. Then you create malachim who will lead you on a positive path. It's frightening when we think sometimes of children who go through school one grade after another, and you know, we say their reputation precedes them, and it's not always a compliment. But it's almost as if there is a negative force. I'm not into heebie-jeebie things. This is Torah's MS. It's almost as if there is a negative force that has been created in the form of these malachim that taka ensure the self-fulfilling prophecy will be fulfilled. So the more negative and like Chas V'Shalom, like Bilam that we are, the more we'll go on that path. And the more positive we become, the more we'll go on that path. It's in our hands, says the Marsha. This is not in God's hands. Going on. So, Shalach, Shashalach, Lakosh, Baruch, Mal, Kritzon, Mechshavto, Sha'amar, Lakum, Lechitam. So, Taka, God sent him an angel. Said, you want to go so badly, so get up and go. Next, like the Gemara says, Va'amar, and the Pasuk says, Dichtiv. I am Hashem, your God. I'm just going to quote it from the whole Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ko Amar Hashem, so says God. Go Alecha, Kadosh Yisrael, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Ani Hashem, Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Milamdecha lohoil. I teach you in order to help you and to benefit you. Excuse me. And then the Pasuk says, Madrichecha b'derech teleich. I lead you on the path that you want to go. So which is it? Is God teaching me to help me and to benefit me? Or is God teaching me to take me along the path that I want to go? So let's look at the Maharsha. Va'amar dichtiv, and the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu Memchas, Anoch Hashem Elkecha, Melamdecha lohoil, I am Hashem your God who teaches you to be of benefit and to assist you, etc. Ki kol mitzvos of Yisparach, Baruch Hu, Eina melamdecha rak lohoil, v'letovlecha. Because of course the first half of the Pasuk, says the Maharsha, all of the mitzvos of the Blessed One, be He, are only given to us in order to teach us, in order to be for our benefit, v'letov lecha, and to do good for you. Every single mitzvah that we have is to be our benefit. Don't forget, halacha, I'm fascinated. As I learn more and more, Baruch Hashem, I'm truly fascinated. I continue to be fascinated by Lashon HaKodesh and Shor Hashem. That's why you blew me out of the water. Don't forget how we started. Yavan is Tzion, just the tzadi. The tzadik changes something as schmutz-filled as Yavan into Tzion, something as holy as Tzion. Let me say the word for Jewish law. Halacha means to walk or to go. We spoke about lech lecha, go to yourself. Halacha means, baderech zeh teilech, halacha, leholich, to walk. What's the purpose of the halachos? They're to take us and lead us so that we walk, proverbially, along the proper path. So you have to know basar b'chalav. That's why you have to know taras ha-mishpacha. That's why you have to know about Shanis. If you don't know, you go to someone who does know. That's why you ask Rabbanim for Shailas. If you're not sure what the halacha is, you have to know on the path on which to go. So the Maharsha says, what's the first half of the Pasuk? Ani Hashem Elokecha Milam Dechalaho Il, I am Hashem your God who teaches you to benefit you. Ki kol mitzvos of Yisparach Baruch Hu Einu Milam Decharak Laho V'Tovlecha. Of course. Of course, all the mitzvahs of Hashem are only for our benefit. Even the ones that are hard for us are for our benefit. Sometimes a person's not a strong faster or a weak faster, but they're not in the medical category where they don't have to fast. And Yom Kippur physically is a very difficult day for them. But Hashem does everything to benefit and to do good for us. Aval madrichecha hu malach sha'ata madrichu b'derech zu teilech kefi da'atcha v'ritzoncha. However, the end of the pasuk is madrichecha. He will lead you. Who will lead you? The malach that you created, that you led him down this path. Kevita atcha. Which path? According to your thoughts. Viritzoncha. According to your ideals, your idea, your ratzon, your desire. You're going to end up on that path. So of course it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because you created a malach. Mamash, a malach, a spiritual force, an entity, a being, a real being. You can't see it. You can't feel it, but it's there. And it's fulfilling your self-fulfilling prophecy. A parent who thinks their child will never be successful, or a teacher who thinks this child will never be successful. It's more than stam you or the teacher or I think. It's created a force of kedusha. Some malachim have difficult jobs. The malachim avos has a difficult job. The angel that fought with Yaakov on the river Yabok. We're coming up to the Yabok fight next week. We're not allowed to say his name, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. He had a difficult job. Amalek had to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, had a difficult job. The one who went to give Sarah the Besuras Tovas had a pleasant job. But Hashem allows these malachim to be created. And they're going to take me on the way that I want to go. But if I think I can learn more, my child can learn more, I can be more successful, I will be more socially integrated, I will become the neshe present, if that's what you are. Not from a place of bagaiva, from a place of, seriously, that's how you want to serve Hashem. So if you have that machshava, the malach will lead you on that path. It's extremely powerful. Again, I know that people who are worlds more baki than me, worlds, mamash worlds, in Torah Shabbat Peh, probably for them it's not such a chiddush. For me, this is a chiddush, and a very powerful one. Va'amar dichtiv, and now the Marsha addresses the final example of the Gemara from Kesuvim, from Mishlei, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Im la leitzim, if you want to go to sit, v'mosh of leitzim lo yashav, King David says, don't sit with the leitzim. Im la leitzim, if you want to go, hu ye leitz, Hashem's going to let you go. Because if you're always thinking of leitzanus, and then Rabbi Zevlov says the man goes to Shul. And what's the rabbi's shuvah drasha? What's the rabbi's drasha about that Shabbos? Borer. Give me a break, says the man. Everywhere I go, they're talking about Borer. I'm religious, but I'm not that religious. Or they're fanatics, that's what he said. Baruch atah Hashem shalom, sunny fanatic when you wake up in the morning. You want to sit with the leitzim? So you're going to sit with the leitzim? Rotzalamar. Im la leitzim hu mosif lo leitz. If you go to the scoffers, so increased upon you will be scoffing. Dahainu, what does it mean? Malach kifi leitzanuscha. A malach that you have created according to that scoffing, according to that mockery, will take you down the path of jest. The im la'anavim hu, oh, the end of the pasuk is, the la'anavim yitain chen. And if you want to go to the humble people, God will give you grace. The im la'anavim hu, but if you decide not to go with the leitzim, but if you're in machshava, dibur, amaisa, thought, speech, and action, you want to be with the anavim, even if you're not there yet, that's your goal. Hu yitain chen. Then the pasuk says, God will give you chen. What does that mean? Who will give you chen? Hu yitain chen la'atzmo. You create chen for yourself. What does that mean? You create a malach of chen. Negdo yisparach baruch hu. You create a malach of chen opposite God. And that malach of chen will come to lead you. I'm interested if anyone's familiar with this piece. If you ever learned it before, it's not a trick question. Chas v'sham. I'm just very interested. If you have, please write it on the chat. I'd like to know. For myself, it's such a pala for me. So what does it mean, b'derech shadar motzei leleich, matzik at the lashon again, b'derech shadar motzei leleich, ba molichin, also, on the way in which you want to go, they will lead you. Who will lead you, says the Marsha. The machshava, the dibra, the maisa that you created, that you thought, that you spoke, creates an angel according to that matter, whether for good or for bad. And therefore, the Gemara says, on the way which a man wants to go, the permission is in your hands from the Almighty, blessed be He, because everything's in the hands of heaven except the fear of heaven. According to your ratzon, your das, the malach's going to lead you, that you created from that ratzon, from that machshava. And we have proof from the Torah, And that's why Bilam was allowed to go, because his ratzon and his das, his wicked das, created an angel, and he was able to go. God teaches us in order to benefit us, because all of the mitzvahs are only for our benefit, are only for our good. But if you don't want it, then the angel will lead you on another path that you have created with your das and your ratzon. If you want to be elates, those fanatics, how religious do they think they are? Then you're going to become elates. The angel, according to your late sonnets that you created, will ensure your prophecy is self-fulfilling. There are so many applications in life, because every time we think something, we're creating a different force, a different malach, whether it's l'tova or l'ra'a. But our thoughts have real ramifications in this world, and they will affect the outcome of our lives and our speech. If it's positive, we create positive malachim. And if it's negative, we create negative malachim. And perhaps that's why for a Baal Lashon Hara, let's say, someone who is so used to curse words, someone who's so used to speaking slander, someone who's so used to gossip, it becomes very hard to extract. It's possible. It's always possible. But it's much harder than someone who's not used to speaking negative. My brother once said to Rabbi David Marcus, what should I do? I mentioned Rafael Marcus, that's so I'm telling now about a grandson of Aaron Soloveitchik. So my brother said to David Marcus, what should I do? But Lashon Hara, he said, what do you mean, what should you do? Don't speak it. So that's true story. So what level are you on? The more steeped we become in averos of actions and machshava and zibur, the harder it is to extract ourselves. Because we've created an army of malachim that will schlep us along the path. But if we work to extract ourselves, and every time you don't speak the Lashon Hara that you wanted to say, or every time you concentrate on the Birkas HaMazon and you look inside, every time you slow down your davening and you enunciate the words clearly, you've now created a malach that will help you to better yourself, will schlep you out of the pit, of the mire, of the slug, of the mud where you have found yourself. And they're going to have a counter army. And that's going to be an army of taking you to a positive place. But it's mamish in our hands, says the Maharsha. Where does he say? He says it beferish. So if you want to be elates, you're going to be elates. And if you want to be with the Anavim, Hashem will give you grace. Meaning, you've created a malach of chen. And so the self-fulfilling prophecy will be in the positive direction. This far-reaching impact into how we live, into the choices that we make, the words that we speak. The Maharsha speaks about machshava, maisa, and dibur. Avigail has heard it. I never heard it. For me, this was really brand new. I'm going to quote a story. In the spirit of the Maggid, Rabbi Pesach Krohn. In July 1995, when Mr. Michael Teplitsky's mother passed away, by the way, I wonder if anyone knew him. Apparently, he was from Woodmere, as you will hear in a couple of minutes from the story. In July 1995, when Mr. Michael Teplitsky's mother passed away, he made a commitment. Although he was always on the road and often out of town selling insurance, he would try not to miss even one minyan for the next 11 months so he could say Kaddish for his mother 3 times a day. As the days turned to weeks and the weeks turned to months, he managed to arrange his working hours and travel schedule so it revolved around the times for Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, wherever he had to be. There were occasional near misses because of late meetings or unforeseeable weather conditions, but by the end of December, she was Nifteris in July, he had not missed even one Kaddish. In January of 1996, Mr. Teplitsky would be traveling to Cincinnati for a day to meet an important client. He would catch the early Shachris Minyan near his home at the Young Israel of Vladimir. Does anyone know who this person is, Mr. Teplitsky? There's no asterisk indicating the name has been changed. He knew he would catch early Shachris Minyan near his home at the Young Israel of Vladimir. He would fly to Cincinnati and be back in New York that evening. He could drive to Brooklyn and catch a minyan either at Landau, Shon Flappers, or Shon Shabbos in Borough Park, when there's minyanim for Marv, even after midnight. But what about Mincha in Cincinnati? He had a book called Traveling Jewish, remember this is in the 1990s, which lists the shuls, kosher restaurants, and rabbis in the United States and Canada. He called a few of the shuls and rabbis in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, where the airport's located. Every rabbi and every shul secretary was sympathetic, but they couldn't help it. Because even if their shul had a minyan for mincha, it was at 4 p.m. or later, he had to be on the plane back to New York by then. Finally, he reached Rabbi Mendel Eber, name has been changed, from suburban Cincinnati, who worked for none other than Chabad. Rabbi Eber told him in the book, Rebbe, by Joseph, what's his last name? Tolinsky? No, I'm meaning about Mr. Teplitsky. Telushkin, the Rebbe by Joseph Telushkin. So he tells over a story that he posed as a family man before the high holidays, and he called up all different shuls from all different denominations. He called Orthodox, Conservative, Reform, Reconstructionist, whatever they have. And he said that he had a wife and two children, and he needed seats for the high holidays, but they couldn't afford to pay. And every shul told him the same thing across all denominations. We can't help you, or there was a reduced rate. Nobody would let him come for free. He said the one thing they could all agree upon was, the end of the conversation always went with, call Chabad. They'll be able to help you. True story. So he finally reached this Mr. Michael Teplitsky, the Chabad rabbi. Rabbi Eber told him he would be honored to assist in this mitzvah. He assured him he could get together enough men to complete the minyan. You tell me where you want me to be, said Mr. Teplitsky. I will join you on my way to the airport after my meeting. There's no need to trouble yourself, said the rabbi. I'll bring the men with me to the airport. Who knows, you might be running late. Just tell me what airline and what flight you're scheduled to be on. I'll arrange that we meet you there. Mr. Teplitsky was astonished. This is such an extra bother for you. Why should you come to me? I should come to you. It's fine, said Rabbi Eber. We're not far from the airport. We know the streets and the highways. You could get lost. Just tell me the time and the place. And so they made up to meet Thursday afternoon, January 24th at 3 p.m. in Terminal 2 in the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport at the American Airlines waiting area. That Thursday, it was 72 hours before the Super Bowl. The airport was inundated with huge screens showing players of the teams, the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is Mamish what it says here, running, catching, throwing, tackling, fumbling, crunching opponents. Wherever you sat in the airport, there were people discussing, detailing, debating, and hyperventilating, writes Rabbi Pesach Kron, about the upcoming big game. He sat down next to a smiling gentleman, a cheerful-looking 300-pound man in overalls who towered over Mr. Teplitsky. The name is Hurley, he said, as he nodded to Mr. Teplitsky, who wasn't sure if Hurley was his first or his last name. They were sitting together for only 30 seconds when Hurley turned to him and said, "No one can beat them boys," in his southern drawl. Mr. Teplitsky had no interest in the upcoming game. It was all the giant of the man could talk about. After 20 minutes, Mr. Teplitsky looked up. He saw a gentleman with a black hat, followed by eight other men. Some in yarmulkes, some in baseball caps. "Excuse me," he said to Hurley. "Those men have come for me. I have to meet them." "You know for sure they're here for you," said Hurley. "Yes. You see, my mother passed away a few months ago. I have to say a memorial prayer for her. I need a quorum of 10 men. "You mean you have to say Kaddish?" Mr. Teplitsky felt he had been blindsided by a middle linebacker. He looked at the gentle giant and said, "How do you know Kaddish?" "I am Jewish," said Hurley. "We were so busy talking football, I never even got a chance to tell you." "Well, I have to excuse myself," said Mr. Teplitsky. "They came so I could have a minyan." "Sir," said Hurley, "my own mother died 3 months ago. I never learned the Aleph Beis. I haven't said Kaddish even once. Do you think I could join you?" "Of course," said Mr. Teplitsky. Rabbi Eber and Mr. Teplitsky greeted each other like old friends. Mr. Teplitsky thanked the other eight men who came for the minyan. He took his yarmulke off from under his hat and gave it to Hurley to cover his bare head. Ashrei and the Shemon Esrei were recited, and Hurley stood at attention as though he was listening to the national anthem. After Aleinu, Mr. Teplitsky motioned for Hurley to come stand next to him. Mr. Taplitsky began slowly and clearly to enunciate every vowel and every nuance, Yiskada v'yiskada shmei rabba. And Hurley started crying. He could barely get the words from his mouth, but he struggled to follow Mr. Taplitsky, ba'alma divra. And so it went through the entire Kaddish. The pent-up emotional sadness that Hurley felt rushed like a torrent at sea. At the final amen, everyone went to shake Hurley's hand and extend to him their belated condolences. Mr. Taplitsky, when the minyan was over, approached Rabbi Eber and thanked him profusely. How much shall I pay you? Said Mr. Taplitsky. You don't owe me anything, said the rabbi. We were happy to assist you. But look what you did for me, said Mr. Taplitsky. Rabbi Eber took a deep breath and he pointed at Hurley and he said, it's quite obvious. We didn't come here only for you. The Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated it. So we actually came for him. The way in which a person wants to go, even if it's hard for us, even if you think it's impossible, even if you think it can't be done, if we think it can be done, remember the book, remember your kids, the little engine that could, or that you read to your kids? The train always said, I think I can, I think I can, and it got over the mountain. And all the little boys and girls on the other side were so happy to get the candies and the dolls and the milk, back when kids were happy to get milk. If we think we can, we will. Why? Because when they say mind over matter, we are creating malachim. And we can create malachim and armies that will take us to Leitzanus, Sanus, if that's where you want to be. Or we can create malachim and armies that will take us along the path of halacha, closer to the embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if that's where we want to be. Bedarach she'adam rotze lilech, b'molichin also. In the Shem of Miriam Fron, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah Hashem, merit a continuous aliyah in the schus of this Torah. I wish you besoros tovos and a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you.